Tesvavim at Aleph. We're up to Nochem Yishkamzu. It's about a dozen or 15 lines up from the bottom. On Tesvavim at Aleph, the Gemara was saying, Ashrei Maskil Eldol. Excuse my voice, it collapsed the middle, halfway through a Navi Shir last night. But all day long I've been trying to get it back. I will not sing for you this evening. To your great relief, okay. The last thing we said is Ashri Maskil Eldol. It's not enough to give money to a poor person, but you have to try to understand him. The Gemara brought the story of a man who gave heavy meat to a man instead of chicken and caused the man to die. And with that, we finished last Thursday night. We're up to Nochem Yishkamzu, which is a story famous in the Bavli, but comes in an abbreviated version here in the Yerushalmi. Nochem Yishkamzu ha-yamaylach doyrin le-beis chamav. Nochem Yishkamzu was bringing a gift to his in-laws. Poga by mukashchin echad. Mukashchin is an expression in Shas for a person who is... Mukashchin is somebody who appears very unsavory to a person. Anyway, this Mukashchin came to him, Amalei Zechayim Imim Adi Eskabach. Share your food with me. Amalei, Mirzer Chazar, wait until I come back. Vashkechei Mis. And he found him dead. He had asked him for food. He said, when I return. And he found that he died in the interim. Vava Omar Lekiblei. And Nochem Yishkamzu said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Eini Dechaminach, my eyes that saw you, for lo yahavon lach, and didn't give to you, yistaymein, may they be blinded. Yadei deloi pashtan, mitan lach, my hands that will not stretch out to give to you, yiskatun, may they be cut off. Raglaya deloi rotan lemitan lach, yitabrun, my legs which didn't run to give to you should be broken. Umatzei kain, and it happened to him. Slikla gabei Rabbi Kiva, amalei. Rabbi Kiva came to him and said, Oil e li means like oil li shani raya isa pekach. What was to me see his rabbi blind and without arms and legs? Amalei oil li sheina ni raya isa pekach. Incredible. He says to Rabbi Kiva, wait to me, I don't see you this way. Amalei ma tobi kalalani, are you cursing me? Amalei uma ata mabit biyasurim, and you're rejecting yasurim. End of story. Very hard story to understand on a number of fronts. Probably the most difficult thing to understand is why these things happened to him. He didn't poke out his own eyes. He said, let it happen to me, and from Shemayim it happened. So it's difficult to understand. This Gemara is understood with the Yisayit of the Shlach HaKadosh, which I mentioned last week. The Shlach HaKadosh says that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu midagdek im tzadikim kuchot ha-saira, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges tzadikim very strictly, is an idea that the world originally could have been created with strict midas hadin, and since the world can't withstand such a judgment, the world is created with midas harachamim. Still, there are yechidim in every generation who can withstand midas hadin. So Kaddish Baruch Hu says, kach ola b'machshava lefanai. When Rabbi Kiva was punished, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw this in a vision, asked Zutayra v'Zuschara, why is Rabbi Kiva being punished? So Rabbi Shalem answered, kach ola b'machshava lefanai. So the Gemara says in Menachos. So it sounds like you're pushing someone off. You say, kach ola b'machshava, that's what I'm thinking. But the Shlach explains, kach ola b'machshava lefanai, that I originally had a machshava to create the world with midas hadin. And that's really the ideal way for the world to be created. And those who could withstand such a judgment get such a judgment even nowadays.
But he brought this on himself.
He said he accepted on himself to be judged by midas hadin.
So this would have happened to him even if he hadn't?
No, had he not accepted on himself midas hadin, yeah, it wouldn't have happened to him. Because he accepted midas hadin upon himself and he was great enough to do so. That's why it happened. This is the idea. He said, Oy li, that I don't see you this way. In other words, Rabbi Kiva, you should be zeich to be judged with Midas Hadin. That's this Gemara.
Is one allowed to curse himself according to this?
Is one allowed to curse himself?
Well, himself.
A person not allowed to curse, but first of all, Bein Adam L'Chaveri Mitzvahs don't apply against yourself unless there's a ribuy in the pasuk. It's a klal. Rabbi Chanan writes in Sachim that all Bein Adam L'Chaveri Mitzvahs don't apply in a person himself, except where there's a pasuk. For example, to Bichayvo Ba'atzma, it is a pasuk. Like Lashon Hara on yourself, there's no iser. So I doubt there's an iser to curse oneself. But here, it wasn't meant as a curse, it was meant with a cheshbon, it was meant with a calculation. Kabbalah Sadin. Yeah, there's no Moshe Din Al-Atzma, yeah. I'm not familiar with such an idea. At any rate, this was his, the understanding of this Gemara. Gemara goes on, Rabbi, and we're still talking about the site of the sugya is Ashrei Maskil Aldol, to understand the needs of a poor person. Rabbi Shia Rabba have a Rabbi Debrei Chatzagi Naira. Rabbi Shia Rabba had a Malamit for his son who was a blind man. Have a Yolif, and it was his custom, Ochli Mei B'chol Yayim. He invited him for dinner every day, they ate together. Chatzman Havalei Archin. One day, Rabbi Shia Rabba had guests, V'leimata Mechali Mei, and he didn't invite him to eat with him. They didn't eat together. Baramsha Salik Lagabe. In the evening, he went over to him, Omalei. Lo Yichis Mari Alai, begin to have, Lo Yichis Mari Alai. Rebbe, don't be upset with me. Begin to have Ali Orchin, Yaimadein, had guests this day. The Amris, the Laila Bzuye, Biakra Damare, Yaimadein. I understood these guests, they're going to make fun of a blind man. So I didn't invite you this day, because I knew that if I'm going to invite you to eat, they're going to make fun of you. Kayla, Chola Samari, Yaimadein. That's why I didn't eat with you today. Amalei, so the blind man was very, he was touched by the understanding. Ata Paisise, Laman de Mischam, Yivel Echami. It was very nice of him. You know, he didn't invite him to eat, and he was Mephayis him. So you are Mephayis to someone who is seen and can't see. So, then, the Chom Yivel Echam, Yekabel Piyusach. The one who can see and is not seen should accept the Pius, which means God. He's saying that in a very poetic way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept your words. Amalei, Hadam and Allah, how do you know such a beautiful bracha? Amalei, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, he had a marimukim for the bracha too, imagine that. He said, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, all chad de sagi nara lekarte. Once a blind man came to his town, Yosef Lei, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, l'rami dei. So this blind man was collecting. So imagine, a man is sitting by the door in shul collecting. So the Rav went and sat down next to him. So the blind man didn't realize it. So the Yemrun, so why did the Rav sit down next to the blind man? So people should say, if he wasn't a chosh of a person, he wouldn't sit. He actually sat l'ramine, lower than him, which would mean, I guess, on his left side, the chosh of a person on the right side. So he showed his chosh. So suddenly the blind man is getting a lot of donations. Amalai, Mao Hachi, what's going on here? Why are people giving me money? Amrulai, Rabbi Lazar Yaakov, Yosef Lamaminach. Lazar Yaakov is sitting under you. Vitsaluye Alai Hadot Slusa. So he said it filler on Rabbi Lazar Yaakov, he blessed him. He said, Ata Gamalti Chesed, you gave kindness, Lamandim Ischami Vloichami, to the one who seen and doesn't see. Then the Chami Vloi Mischami Yigmal Yasa Chesed, the one who sees and is not seen, should do chesed to you.
This is the
Rabbi Yaakov that's Kavanoki? I assume so, yeah. So, at any rate, this is, again, an understanding of trying to have a Havana, Ashrei Maskil Eldol, to understand poor people and be helpful to them. Rabbi Chami Barchanina and Rabbi Ishia have a metailin bi'ilun knishta do Lod. They were walking in the shul in Lod. Now, this is a Gemara we do not cite when we make an appeal for a Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says the following. They were walking by the shul in Lod. My Avai spent a lot of money in building up fancy shul. Amalei, see, he wasn't impressed. He's kama nafshe shikwa vaisakan. How many souls did they bury here? Lehave is b'nei nash deloim by raisa. Was there nobody that was sitting and learning that they could support with that money? So I heard this once from a fundraiser. Said it's a shame you can't put a plaque on the back of the rebbeim. You know, you put a plaque on a building so people donate. If we could only nail a plaque into the rebbeim's backs, you know, so people maybe would donate the back of rebbeim. There was a wealthy person in the neighborhood who came to me. One of his parents passed away. He asked me what he should do for the year. So I told him, if I had your money, what I would do for the year is take a couple of Magide Shir and pay their salary for the year. So, and tell them that they're teaching that should be Le'ilui Nishmas. So he took Rav Asher Arieli in the mirror and Rebelsky and Tarvadas. He paid a few salaries. They should learn Le'ilui Nishmas. So people like to do buildings. So the Gemara says it's good to do people sitting and learning and to dedicate for them. Rav Avun Ovid Ilan Tare, the Sidra Rabba, he made fancy doors for some shul. Also, Ramana Lagabe Amalei. Chami, look, my avidis, look at what I did. Amalei, so again, he wasn't impressed. He said, V'yishkach Yisrael es oiseyu, the Yidden forgot the Creator, V'yivenei cholois, and they built palaces, they built fancy houses. Lehavim b'nei nosh, lehavim by raisa, there was nobody sitting and learning that you could have supported. So one only wonders what they said to, would have said to fancy houses that are not shuls, where money is sunk into the house. But at any rate.
Do you think this would be a Babli Gemara, not a Yerushalmi?
Why?
Because the Sephardim generally build a fancy shul.
What is Sephardim to Yerushalmi? Sephardim is Spain. Okay. Anyway, this is Eretz Yisrael, where at least the shuls remain. Here, the shuls are changing neighborhoods, get used by others. Anyway. Tani kachem is beach. Now we go back to shkolim. A little bit of shkolim we had to stick into the perek. So tani kachem is beach. If you have something which is designated kachem is beach in our language, kedushas haguf, mitzian es aroy lehen mekache bedek habayis. You can take things of kache bedek habayis, which is kedushas domim, and move them up to kedushas haguf. But ein kache bedek habayis mitzian es aroy lehen mekache mizbeach. But not the reverse. You don't take something that's kachi kedush saguf and use it for kashim mizbeach. Hataninon. We learned in our Mishnah. Klisha matzu by tzayrech lebedek habayis. They had this room where they threw in all the kalim. The kalim that were roy for bedek habayis v'nichanoi said left there. Vasharnim karmed the mayam noif lebedek habayis. And the things that could be used for bedek habayis, like we said, a broom or a mop, they used. Everything else they sold and used for bedek habayis. Doesn't say that, so it says that whatever they could take out, they took out for bedek habayis. So why didn't they use the things that are not royal bedek habayis or kachim mizbeach? Right? It says everything else they sold. Amrav chistia kini masnisin lelishchus bedek habayis. Our Mishnah is talking about things that are for the tzairich of bedek habayis, so those are bedek habayis. But those things that are for kachim mizbeach would be for kachim mizbeach. So here we had a whole perek, basically, let's say agadita, but about different aspects, side aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. Hajjanu perek Elohim HaMumunim. Perek Shishi continues, not on the shkolim topic, but again on the Beis HaMikdash topic. It continues, once we digress, we digress already, and continue to do so. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha asar shayfreis. There were 13 pushkis in the Beis HaMikdash. About half as many as in the Shtibalach in Yesharim. So they had 13 shayfreis, and each one was designated for one purpose. Shloisha asar shulchanais. There were 13 shulchans. Now here's something that we're not going to get to shulchanis till the next Mishnah. I just want to mention to you that most of us, since we learn Chumash occasionally, and learn Navi never, we're familiar with a Beis HaMikdash that looks like the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan we learn about in Yeshiva, and we build them a toy Mishkan, and we have things, so we're accustomed to the Mishkan. If God would let us see the Beis HaMikdash, we think it would be all messed up. It's like, what's going on here? So actually, the Beis HaMikdash had on a regular basis 13 Shulchanos. I like to ask people the following kasha. We know that by the Chorbin, the Kruvim were embracing each other, right? Yeah, we also know, we're going to have it in the Daf, that the Arin was hidden by Yeshua HaMelech before the Chorbin, 23 years before the Chorbin. So try to ask this to somebody. If the Arin was hidden 23 years before the Chorbin, how was it when they walked in, the Kruvim were embracing each other? How were their Kruvim there?
There were two sets. There was one set on the Arin.
You heard it from me or you know it on your own? Both. Most people can't answer the question. The answer is that in Nach we learn that although in the Mishkan, in Chumash, there were only Kruvim on the Arin, there were two additional Kruvim. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash with two, there were two Kruvim on top of the Arin, and two alongside. There were standing statues with their wings spread over the Arin, and the other wings to the other end of the room. And those stood, they hid the Arin, but those remained. So there were extra Kruvim, there were extra Menoris, there were extra Shulchanais. So we're going to learn about it, not today, but tomorrow, Yitzhak Hashem. There were 13 Shulchanais in the Beis HaMikdash. And Shloish Esra Yishtachavayos Ayyub HaMikdash. We're going to learn that there were 13 spots when you walked in the Beis HaMikdash area where people bowed. Shabbos Rav Gamliel, Shabbos Rav Chanan, Yiskana Kayin, and Mishtachim Ba'arba Esrei. They had a 14th place, Hechon Ha'isai, Yisera. Where was the extra spot to bow? Keneged Dir Ha'itzim. Keneged the closet in which the wood was kept. There were four major closets, in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them was a Dir Ha'itzim, the place they kept wood. Now I have to tell you, the place they kept wood, all wood was inspected before it went on the Mizbeach. If wood tends to have worms or bugs in it, you're not allowed to be makriv a worm on the Mizbeach. So all wood was inspected. A kayin that was a bal mum and couldn't do avaida, the balei mum typically checked the wood. Now, why did they bow where the wood is checked? Shekei misayres biyada miaveseyan sheshama arin nignas. There was a misayres that the arin was hidden there by King Yoshio. He was working there and he noticed a tile in the floor that was unusual. So he said, aha, that's where the Aron is hidden. He started to spread the word. I found the Aron. He wasn't able to tell anybody until Min HaShemayim died. And therefore, they knew somewhere in the Dir Ha'itzim, it's hidden. People ask me always, so why did the other Kohanim go look for a tile that's out of place? The answer is, because they didn't want, you know, you see the guy. So anyway, this is what, why we know it was hidden somewhere in that area. Tani, Gemara says, HaShefarai Sa'elu. Now these were pushkis. Why are they called a shayfar? Akumais hayu. They were bent, like a bent shayfar. Tsaras mamayla, rechavis mamata. Narrow on top, wide on bottom, and they are ramoyim. Because of the crooks. The crooks are going to pretend they're putting in money and actually take out money. So this way you can't get your hand in. It's narrow on the top, wide on the bottom. It has some type of a plate on the bottom so the money didn't just fall out. And that was the shayfar. Tani. B'shem Rabbi Lazar. Here we have a machloikis on what happened. Now you have to know, in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Arin. Why not? Why not? In the second Beis HaMikdash they built a new Menaira, they built a new Shulchan, they built new Kalim. Why didn't they build the Arin? Why didn't they build the Arin? So the Rishash in Yuma says, Rabbi Yaakov on Parshas Truma says it on his own, but it's actually Rishash in Yuma as well. The Arin is always called Arin HaBris. Arin HaBris means it's the Arin made to hold the Luchas. It's not the Arin, and they use the for Luchas. No, Arin HaBris means It was an aron to hold the luchas habris. If you don't have luchas, there's no reason to have an aron. So in the bayis sheni, they couldn't make new luchas, right? It's only the luchas, the luchas aluchas. So since there were no luchas, there was no aron in the bayis sheni.
The luchas were nignas too, right?
What? The aron with the luchas were nignas. So in the bayis sheni, there was no aron. Where was the aron? So b'shem Rebbe Laza, ha'aron gala yimayim labavel. The Aaron went with them to Bavel, my taima. Why does he say so? Lo yivaser davar, Omer Hashem. The davar didn't remain. Ein davar ela shadibrais l'saychai. Davar is the thing that holds the dibrais, which is the Aaron. Chenu Aimer, lo tshuvas hashana sholach hamelach nebuchadnezzar, v'yeveyu bavela, im kli chemda space Hashem. They brought to Bavel, the king, together with the kli chemda, ezu kli chemda space Hashem. What is the most desirable? Keli Zeharin. So that's the first opinion. Rabbi Loz's opinion is that the Arin was taken to Bavel. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakishai maybe Mekami Hayarin Dignaz says no, the Arin was hidden by Yeshio Amelech, Hadu Diksiv, Fayirichu Habadim, Fayiru Rashi Abadim Alakaydish Opene Advir, Fayiruach Ilayiruach Utsa, the Badim was seen. And they also were not seeing Ksiva Yiru. Atamis Velayiru. Ela Niroin. Velay Niroin. Nirim Velay Niroin. They were seen and not seen. Baltim V'yaitzim Kishnei Dade Isha. They protruded from the Pareiches like two Dade Isha, that the sticks of the Arin protruded. According to this, the Arin was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash. But it was stayed in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbanan Amri, Pelishchas Tiaritzim Hayarin Nignaz, and Reb Shimon Lakish is passing like the Rabbanan, who say it was hidden. Ma'ase b'kayinechad b'almum Hayayimun b'fatzel Eitzim Pelishchas Tiaritzim, and it was a ma'ase with a balmum. I told you, Kayin balimum did this. Ra'as Ritzba Shimishtan Mechavrisa Bavam Lachaveray Bayureis Haritzba Azay Shimishtan Mechavrisa. So in this braisa we have the same achlaikis, whether it was there or whether it was not there. So it's a machlaikis regarding the Aaron. Now what's the truth? So we don't know. In the Arch of Titus, it has a picture of the Aaron.
No.
Just a menorah. Okay.
Do we have any idea where, in relation to the Har HaBayis today, this area is?
Where the Deir HaEitzim is? Assuming that the Evan Hashsia is Domed Arak, it's possible to calculate more or less.
Because they've done a lot of excavating, obviously not that close,
where God doesn't want you to find it, you don't find it, you know.
Because Domed Arak, they have this big stone. They're just seeing, especially Shloshet's boys. The Gemara says
I don't remember it says Shloshet's boys, but it could be.
When did this occur with the bolting, that the bottom were bolting? In the second base Midrash, they had a parochus that was a curtain, but the Brisbane Mission was, it was.
Nobody asked you this once? So I once asked this downstairs. I don't understand how in the second bias was the Parechus pilot. It was a wall. It wasn't a curtain. Remember what you found?
Second base of mission.
The second base of mission was a wall, but it was sort of like an Arin. The first base of mission was a wall. Even though it was a wall, there was a piece of curtain. It was a piece of curtain. That's what the Pasuk said. It was in Devar Yamin. That you should put me a joy in the art scroll of Devar Yamin. Even though it was a wall, the entrance area had a curtain. That's the Pasuk says. Right. Tani Rabbi Ishiya. Hikisholeo b'kornis. Rabbi Ishiya's version of the story was that he saw a tile out of place, so he took a hammer, he started banging on it. And Eish came up and burnt him, and bang, no one tried again. Tani Reb Yehuda ben Lakish. Tani Reb Yehuda ben Lakish, Aimer. Beza Raina is Hayamahalchem Yisrael by Midbar. Now before I start this sugya, I wonder if it's possible, since there were two Arainais, that the Gemara in the juxtaposition of these two sugyas means to say there were two Arainais. So maybe one was hidden and one was taken. And maybe from there comes the confusion over which is which. I don't see anybody who says it, but Ulai. At any rate, the Gemara now brings this machlaikis. So, totally new machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish said, there were two Arayinos, Hayimalchim in Yisrael by Midbar. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu built an Arin, says on Chumash. When he came down with the Luchas, he built the Arin into which he put the Luchas. That's not the Arin of the Mishkan. Later, Bezalel built an Arin for the Mishkan. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu's Arin? So this Mandi Amas says, the two Arayinos continued. Echad Shoyis HaTayr in the Sunna B'Saycha, Ve'echad Shoyis Shivrei Luchas in the Sunna B'Saycha. The Groz Gairis, Echad Shoyis HaLuchas in the Sunna B'Saycha, Echad Shoyis Shivrei Luchas in the Sunna B'Saycha. So is there Shoyis HaTayr in the Sunna B'Saycha, or the Luchas, Hoyis Munach B'Ayil Mayim? The main Arim with the real, with the second Luchas was in the Ayil Mayim. Hadu Diksiv Arim Bris Hashem, U'Moshe Lo Moshu Mikarav HaMayim. That was the main Arim. They used to take it with them when they went to battle. The next few words, the Gra takes out. The Pshat is, occasionally they would take it with them. First it says, they always took it with them. It says, sometimes they took it with them. So it's not clear why this gear says, here the Gra takes it out. Rabbanan Amri, so that was Reuven ben Lachish. Rabbanan say Aaron Echad Hayah. There was only one Aaron. Upam Achas Yotza Bimei Eli Finishpa. So you all know in Shmuel Aleph they went to battle and took the Aaron with them, and it was captured by the Plishtim, who had a difficult time with it. Kariyeh Misayil Rabbanan. Gemara said there's a pasuk like the Rabbanan. There was one Aaron. There's a pasuk like Yudim Malakish. There were two. Kariyeh Misayil Rabbanan. Oy Lanu. The Plishtim, when they saw the Aron going to battle, said, "Oy lanu miyatzileinu miyado l'kim adirim ha'ela." Why all of a sudden they get scared? If you hold the Jews always took an Aron to battle, why are they saying, "Oy lanu milo deloy chamin min yameyain"? It was something they had never seen their whole life. Kariya misayil Rabbi Yudim Lakish. There are other psukim like Rabbi Yudim Lakish. Vayomeshua shol la'achia. It was in during a battle. Achia was the Kohen Gadol. Shaul calls Achia, says, "Hagisha Arayin Alekim. Bring the Arin, I want to ask a Shaila of the Arin." Valai Arayin, Bekiriasi Arim Hava. At this time, the Arin was in Kiriasi Arin. So there must be, there was a separate Arin they took to battle. There was an Arin stationary, there was an Arin they took to battle. So we have Machlaikis, if there were two Arayinus or one.
Wouldn't he have asked the Shaila from the Urim to Tumim? What are you asking from the Arim?
So they did it in front of the Arim, according to this. Ma avdan lay Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? They say, gisha elai at tzitz. They said, bring me the tzitz. In Farshim you say, it means the tzitz with the chayshen, with the whole business, was carried around the box. So normally you're not allowed to wear big day kahuna outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan. Because the big day kahuna, there's mi'ilah wearing it outside. So this Gemara holds that wearing the big day kahuna, when you want to ask a shayla of the Urim V'Tumim, is also an avoida. And therefore, they carried it with them, and they did the avoida. I remember there's a Reb Chaim, I think in the Grach al Rambam, on this Nidain, if wearing big day kahuna, in order to ask a shayla of the Urim V'Tumim, whether you're allowed to, whether that's considered an avoida. It doesn't have a din avoida. But anyway, this Gemara says that it's an avoida. They put on, at least the tzitz, presumably all the big day kahuna. Kariyeh Misayil Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Which one was he? He's the one that said there were two Arayinos. Aaron, Yisrael, Yehuda, Yashim Besukais. Says the Aaron was sitting in Sukais, which is a city. Halai Aaron Betzion Haya. Aye, the Arin was Bitziyain, whatever Tziyain exactly means, Yishalayim, whatever it means. Ma'avdin, so it's a Rai, there were two Arayinus. Ma'avdin lay Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan do with this Pasik? They say, Schach, Shehu Bikiroi, Shadayin Livna Beisachira. It was Besukais, doesn't mean a city named Sukais. It was in a tent, in a temporary hut. And that's what it means. It was in Sukais, it could have been in Tziyain. So we have here two machlaikes. One machlaik is if the Arim was captured, and one machlaik is if there were two Arayinus or one Arim.
How could you say there were two?
What?
One mitzvah
when Moshe made. Whether the one Moshe made was put into Sheamus or continued to be carried was the Machlokes of Yehuda Melakish and the Rabbanim. If Beis Arayna saw you on an ongoing basis.
Why was there Machlokes if the Ur was captured? You know, if the Ur was captured.
No, by the Nebuchadnezzar. By Plishtim was certainly captured. What I mean is by the Chorbin, where the Yoshio hit it. We're going to come back to it. I'd like to explain a little about it. We'll see it now in the next Gemara. Mishenignas Aaron, the third line. Nignas Emites and Senes Amon. There were things kept with the Aaron. The little, container of Mon. Slaychi Shemin HaMishcha, we'll explain soon. There was a jug of oil, Shemin HaMishcha. Umakli Shal Aaron, Upirchav Shkedav. And the stick of Aaron HaKayin that sprouted in Parshas Kairach. So these were hidden with it. Va'arga, and a fourth thing. Va'arga shayshivu polishtim osham lalakei Yisrael. And the little box, that it's one of the strangest things in Tanakh. The polishtim, when they captured the Aaron, wherever they put the Aaron was a disaster. Wherever they put the Aaron, the Avodah Zarah were destroyed, and the people got hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the thing that went around. Hemorrhoids, and then they got little creatures, little mice, that crawled into the rectum and pulled it inside out. That was the, whatever reason, that was the Einish. So after that happened in a couple of cities, they decided that they'd prefer to send the Aaron back. No doubt the doctors' union tried to get them to hold it, but they sent it back. So they got together with their wise men. They said, we have to send a gift to the God of the Jews. What are we going to send? So you remember what they sent? Remember Goyish cup? They sent little golden rectums. They sent little golden image of rectums. Should be a kapara for them. So that's strange enough. When Klai Yisrael got it, they stored it with the Aaron as a remembrance for what happened. A very sort of a strange episode. So that was also Nignaz with the Aaron. Now, Umi Gonzai, Yoshio Gonzai. Yoshio hit it. Kimin Sharosha Kosov. A famous incident in Tanakh, which we talk about on Tisha B'Av. They found the Sefer Torah Shebehechol, which was always turned to Bereishis, turned to the Teichecha. And it said, Yoyelach Hashem Oyscha V'smalkecha Shetokam Alecha Al-Gayah Shaloya Da'ata V'avisecha. It foretold the Golas. Omad V'gonzai. He hit it. Hadud Iksiv. Vayomer LeLevim. Yeshio told the Levim, HaMevinim, L'chol Yisrael Teishem L'Hashem, Tenuas Aaron Hakodesh Bebayis Hashavon Hashloim Ben Dov Melech Yisrael. Put away the Aaron. Ein lecha masa bakotev. No more carrying the Aaron. Amar lahem Goylo hu imachem lebavel. Ein atavach zirin oisei ayd lemkaimai. If it goes to Golis to Bavel, you're not going to get it back. Ela atah ibdu es Hashem lekechem es Amar Yisrael. So here I want to just give you a little piece of information. And again, this is just, you know, you have to know just a little bit to know basics in Klal Yisrael's history. Yoshio HaMelech, I'm telling you this because the Gemara, it has to do with the Gemara later as well. Yoshio HaMelech was the last great king of Klal Yisrael. He's the one that we say a kinna about, V'yakainen Yirmiyo al Yoshio. He was the last great king. As a matter of fact, of all the kinnas we say on Tisha B'Av, someone has time for one, he has to say that one. Because in Divrei Hayamim it says, it was a takana in the time of the Nevi'im, time of Yirmiyah, that if Jews ever say kinnas, they have to include a kinna on the death of Yeshio. Yeshio became king at the age of 8. He was king for 31 years. He died, he was 39 years old in battle. That's the story of Yeshio. There were 23 years between Yeshio and the Chorban. In those 23 years, there were four kings in Klal Yisrael. Yeshio, Yehoyakim, Yechaniah, and Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Tzidkiyahu was the last king. The four kings, three were his sons, and one was his grandson. So the last four kings were his descendants, and they ruled for 3 months, 11 years, 3 months, 11 years. That just happened to be the rule of these last four kings. It was pretty much all downhill from there and on. So after Yeshiyahu, it was, as I say, a downhill spiral. Nebuchadnezzar came already then. You heard of Golis Yechaniah, which was 11 years before the Churban. And Jews went into Golis, actually, in sort of three stages, in the following Yeshiyahu. This is just a basic piece of knowledge to know. Yeshiyahu HaMelech, that there were 23 years, there were four kings. King Yahyakim, his name was changed by Nebuchadnezzar to Eliakim. For whatever reason, Nebuchadnezzar changed a few names of kings we're going to have in the Gemara. Yahyakim was changed to Eliakim. One of my mysterious things about the Jewish history is why the name Eliakim came through here. There are people today named Eliakim. I don't know if anybody here is named Eliakim. I don't mean to offend anybody. But it's a name that somehow continued by the Jews. It's a very strange thing. Most of the king's names didn't continue. Eliakim was not a tzaddik. And for some reason, his name, and the version of his name, which was made by Nebuchadnezzar, continued into the history of Klal Yisrael.
Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, whose name was really called Moshe, that he drew.
Right.
So you see sometimes with
the... Right, but at least the Chumash called it Moshe. Okay. At any rate, I just wanted you to have this little bit of knowledge, the Yeshiyahu, and they were 23 years. So Yeshiyahu was not the last king, but he knew full well that if he doesn't turn things around, then it's going to be over. And that's the history of it. Gemara comes back to it. The Gemara digresses to talk about the Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. The making of the Shemen HaMishcha, Va'atakach Lecha, V'kida Chamesh Meis. Shein Elef, Chamesh Meis Manim. The only four ingredients besides oil, four ingredients in the Shemen HaMishcha, two are 500 mana, two are 250 mana, a total of 1500 mana. Then they took Shemen Zayis Hin, which is Shnayim Asa Lug. 12 lug. How much is a lug?
12 to 16 ounces.
It's about 12 ounces. A revius that we call a revius for Kiddush is a revius a lug. A revius is about 3 ounces. So a lug is about 12 ounces. So how much oil? Shnayim Asa Lug. Like 2 6 packs. You know, the roughly 12 times to 144 ounces. Shabai shalkin eso ikrin. Now, in this oil, they soaked the spices, the vira meir, and that's how it got a spicy smell. Rabbi Yudaimis says, no, shalkin ayubamayim. Because really, it's too much. 1500 mana is too much for 144 ounces of oil. So he says, no, they really cooked it in water, soaked it in water. V'noisin shemen al gabayim. Now, oil floats on water. So they cooked it in the water. Water got a spicy smell. They put the oil on top. They left it there long enough for the spicy smell to get into the oil. And they removed the oil. This is how they make perfume. It says Masei Rekeach in the Chumash, the way a perfume maker makes it. Hadu Diksiv Shemem Mishchas Kodesh. I think it says something like Masei Rekeach there in the Pasuk. So that's the way they made the Shemen HaMishcha. Tani Reb Yehuda Bei Reb Eloi. Shemen HaMishcha Sa'i Shemesh Bamidbar Maisa Nisim Nasabai. It was a miraculous oil. Metchila Vat Saif. From beginning to end. Shemetchila Lohi Abayel Shnei Masa Lug. The whole thing is 12 lug. About 144 ounces. Shemem HaShemen Zayis Hin. Now, Im Losuch Bayase Ikrin. Lohi Hoya Bay Sipeik. Reb Yehuda said, you can't cook the ikrin, it's just not enough oil. They had to cook it in water. It's kama v'kama. Certainly, how long could this oil last? Sha'or b'ileya. On the fire, some of it is evaporates. Ha'etzim b'ilim. And the wood associated with it would absorb some oil. Va'yayra b'ilas. The pot absorbs some oil. Emimenu nimshchua mishkan v'kol keilav, v'shulchan v'kol keilav, v'amnari v'kol keilav. And they used it to put oil on all the kalim. We manage Arakai got a little of Koshevisim Amiluim. We manage Kayim Gedailim. And from that, Akayim Godl was anointed. Umalachim and kings. So the point is, how much could remain? The Gemara will say it stayed full. It was always 144 log. You used it, and it stayed full. The Gemara says, which king was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha? You have to know, whatever the Shemen HaMishcha was used for had eternal Kedusha. The Kedusha could never come off of it. So it went to the Kayanim. It went to the
Kalim.
Now, which kings? Melech B'tchila Tod Mashicha. Gemara says, any new king needs Mashicha. Excuse me. Melech ben Melech ain't Tod Mashicha. A king, the son of a king, does not have to be anointed with the oil. My timer. Kum Mashchayu Kizehu. A son is automatically a continuation of the father. So he doesn't need. But a Kayan Gadol ben Kayan Gadol. Now, does Kayan Gadol go be Yerusha? No. He has to be worthy. So Kayan Gadol ben Kayan Gadol. Filu ad asara dairis. Tod Mashicha. Vekulai Kayim lasid lavai. And the whole 144 ounces stayed. Lasid lavai. Who had exiv. Shema mishlis kaidish. Yeh. Zeh. Li. Lidairai sechem. So the oil was used and it remained l'dayreis. So we said the king needs Mashicha, not the king, the son of the king. So if we were fluent in Navi, we would say, so why did Shlaim HaMelech have Mashicha? The son of David spewed it. So remember that from? You learned it once. It comes from this Gemara. You only anoint the king by a spring of water. It's a siman bracha. Shinemaver kafta b'shleim b'bni ala preida shali. David said, "Take Shleim HaMelech on the king's donkey." Vayradetem oisi al gichain u'mashach oisai sham. So the kakayim v'nasen anavi l'melech al Yisrael. So they went to the gichain spring, which is by the Harabayis. It's the one that's underwater nowadays. People go through it. It used to be above ground. Till Chizkiah was an above ground stream, and that stream was where Shleim HaMelech was anointed. Ein Maishchim Melech BeMelech Elam Neamachlaikis. They don't anoint a king the son of a king unless there are those who say he shouldn't be king. Adoniyahu was the son of David who wanted to be king. Wanted to be. He made a whole party. He anointed himself king, and it wasn't. David HaMelech was upset by it. So Memela they took him.
He
announced himself as king.
Right,
till Hashem announced. Yoyosh mibnei Atalyo. How many people ever heard of Atalyo?
She was a girl. She was a daughter. Queen. She was a very
the only female
descendant
queen on Klal Yisrael, and she actually was a Rishanta. What happened is Yoshafat, the fourth king in Klal Yisrael, made a shidduch with Achav's family. And as a result of that, he wanted to make shalom with the Rishayim. Atalia came into the family, was married to the Melech Yisrael, and Melech Beis David, and she, when her husband died, tried to kill every remnant of Beis David. And the only one that remained was Yayash, who was hidden as a baby in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So later, when they took out Yayash at the age of 7, and announced that he's king, Mimnei Atalyo was sitting on the throne for a couple of years. Yayachas, Mimnei Yayakim Achiv. Now Yachas was Yeshio's son. I told you four kings. Yayachas, Yayakim, Yechanya, and Tzikio. So Mimnei Yayakim Achiv, Shagadlo Mimenu Beishanin. He had an older brother, and he was king first. Very lucky, he was king for 3 months until he was thrown out by Nebuchadnezzar. And then Yayakim was made king. Yehu, Ibnei Yairam. Who was Yehu? Yehu was the only king of the 10 Shvatim that was appointed by a Navi. All the kings of the 10 Shvatim was a rebellion against Beis David. Yaina HaNavi went to Shlichus of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi had a Nevuah that there'll be a Melech on the 10 Shvatim was appointed by the Navi. And Yehu was the man. Yehu, you remember the story. When Yehu became king, he said, Achav over as a bal harbe. He started off as a tzaddik. He said, Achav was over as a bal harbe. And I'll be over as a bal harbe. He declared a big party for the Oivdei HaBaal. And he had them all go into a stadium. He locked the doors and he killed all of them out. And his Yehu started as king. But eventually his power corrupted him. He himself also didn't do too well. But initially he was anointed. Like Kegsif Kumashchayu Kizehu. In fact, the Gemara, a kengsev? Doesn't it say kum mashcheyu kizehu? By David HaMelech. Shmuel said, anoint him. David, he's the man. Zetah Mashiach Emach Yisrael Tun Mashiach. Ela Yayachaz B'nei Yayachim Achim Shogadlu Mimenu Shtei Shanim. V'la Yeshiyahu. I'm sorry. Emach Yisrael Tun Mashiach. Ela Yayachaz, who was the Melech of David, B'nei Yayachim Achim Shogadlu Mimenu Shtei Shanim. V'la Yeshiyahu Nignaz Din Yashahu. Haidit Had Amra B'Parsamay Nimshach. These last two kings were Nimshach B'Shemin HaParsamayin. HaParsamayin means it wasn't Shemin HaMishcha. Sai Yehu, because he was in the 10th Shvatim, and Sai Yayachaz, because he was king after everything was hidden, they were Nimshach B'Shemin HaParsamayin. Now the Bavli holds that Shaul was also Nimshach B'Shemin HaParsamayin, because the Bavli holds only Machas Beis David, even earlier, couldn't have been Shemin HaMishcha. Shemin HaMishcha is to be forever. The Shita that holds that Shaul was also Nimshach holds is that Shaul was supposed, based Shaul, what was the plan? Shaul is Melech, but based David is Melech, Yehuda. The original plan was that based Shaul would be like Mashiach ben Yosef, like the assistant, there'd be Mashiach ben David, who would take care of the Dvarim Shabiktusha. And Shaul, that would take care of Beis Rachel, that would take care of some of the other issues of Amalek. And that's why there's an opinion that Shaul was Nimshach. The Pasuk earlier was the Pasuk of Shaul that he was Nimshach. Okay, so this is the digression to the Shem HaMishcha, one more small piece. Here is the opinion that Malchus Beis David is from a keren. The oil was kept in a horn. Shaul and Yehu was Shemin HaParsamay min HaPach. Ha'isa Malchus HaMalchus HaVeres. Because it was temporary. David Shleim Nishchum min HaKeren. Ha'isa Malchus HaMalchus Kayemes. And those who had Shemin HaMishcha was forever. Ein Moishchin Kayen in Malachim. A Kayen can never be a king. Amar Reb Yehuda and Tundraya. Hashem lo yasa shevim Yehuda. It says, Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda, so therefore, a permanent Malchus could not be from Yehuda. And it says next to it, we'll see in a minute, Amr Abchir Barabba, Laman Yaruch Yomim Am Amlach, Dehu, Banu Bekeri Yisrael, Maksim Basrei, Lo Yu, Lo Kainim Alevim. Kainim Alevim are excluded. Now here, on the bottom of the page, it tells you to look at the Ramban. The Rabbi Kivega says to look at the Ramban. So the Ramban says, Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda, he explains that really, Lo Yasa Shem Yehuda is only from when Yehuda starts. And then no one else could be Melech. But before Yehuda, you could have a different Melech. So there, the Kainim Leviim are excluded, but others could be Melech. Lo Yasa Shem Yehuda, once Yehuda starts, no one else could do it. Now, I told you there were four descendants of Yeshio that were king. Okay, you'll have a Bechina after this tonight. Yayachaz, Yayakim, Yechanya and Tzidkiyahu. It's hard to memorize all of them, but Tzidkiyahu you should know. He was the last king. Everyone should know Tzidkiyahu. And Yechanya, most of us heard of Golas Yechanya. 11 years before the Korban, so you have Yechanya and the last two, Yechanya and Tzidkiyahu, easy to remember. So all you have to remember is Yayachaz and Yayakim. So I gave you a way to remember. I told you Eliakim is a common name. It's Yayakim, Eliakim, so you remember that one. So it's three that you could remember. It's only Yahyachas that's hard to remember. Okay? So Yahyachas, you can remember that? Okay, so Dr. Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Who Yechanan, who Yahyachas? You hear Rabbi Yechanan saying, Yahyachas' name was Yechanan. V'hok siv ha-bechar Yechanan. So Yahyachas was not a bechar. We said that he was Nimshach because Yahyachas was 2 years older than him. So he says, Bechar l'malchus. He was a Bechar for king. The Vuchadnezzar, as a way of showing his shlita, his control over the kings, he would change their names. So he changed Yechanan to Yayachas. He changed Yayakim to Eliakim. Rabbi Yechanan, who Shalom hu Tzidkiyahu. Shalom's name was changed to Tzidkiyahu. Haksiv ha-gimel Tzidkiyahu. Haravi Shalom. Sounds like they were two different people. So the Gemara, Gimel Shalom. Gimel l'teiladais, Dalid l'malchus. He's the third born, the fourth king. Tzidkiyahu shetzidik olav midas adin. He's called Tzidkiyahu because he said tzidik adin on what happened to him. Shalom shabiyam of shalom of Malchus Beis David. He was the last. Like shalom avishmei, like Tzidkiyahu avishmei, elamatanya. Haduliksiv yimlach melech bavos, matanya doidoi taktov, that Nebuchadnezzar made Matanya king, for Yosef is Shemai Tzidkiyahu, and changed his name to Tzidkiyahu, Chanya's king, uncle. So at any rate, Tzidkiyahu was the last king. Like Chazal say that Tzidkiyahu was a Melech Tzadik, actually.
Right,
he was a right.
At the end of
Mashiach, but he was about
his uncle. He was Yechanya's uncle.
Says that his generation was rotten, but Tzidkiyahu was... So Tzidkiyahu was
the uncle of Yechanya.
I don't know. One of the things that I had with Rav Palm, I mean, that I didn't fully appreciate that while we were wrong, the Gemara said Tzidkiyahu was a Melech Tzadik. We're learning it now. So I suggested to Rav Palm from the Psukim that he was confused. You read the Nach. There were Nevi'ei Sheker and Nevi'ei Emes. Yeah. Nevi'ei Emes said one thing, Nevi'ei Sheker said something else. And it sounds like if he was a Melech Tzadik, what went wrong? He was confused. And Rav Palm kept on telling me that's not what happened. What happened is, he felt he's not powerful enough to do battle with the other forces. He didn't have the courage. Doire was a Dor of Rishoyim. And he had the courage. He felt like when Yirmiyahu was thrown into the dungeon, he waited till everyone left, and then he pulled him out of the pit. But what did he do? He pulled him out of the pit. He should have told him, go home. He put him under house arrest instead. So the way Rav Palm explained it is he didn't have the courage to,
He was weak-willed.
He's weak-willed, and that's what he did wrong. I don't know, it's funny, because when I learned Nach, it seemed that he was confused by the Ma, by the Nevi'ei Sheker.
When did the Nevi'ei Sheker kill his
kids?
Was it at the end of his reign?
Wasn't Tzidkiyahu.
Yeah, he shot his bono. They blinded him.
That was with Tzidkiyahu? They blinded him. Sorry, so what's Tzidkiyahu?
Maybe that's why he was so...
It was at the end. No, but that was after the Churban. That was after the
Churban. Tried to escape. They caught him.
Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, the next Amid talks about the Arin. Okay, the whole next Amid is talking about the Arin. A lot of the Rashis and Chumash come from the Gemara. We're going to learn, and not all of it tonight. Some started tonight. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ba'ama shal shisha tfachim haya Arin asui. The Arin was 2.5 by 1.5, and the Amis. Each Amah was 6 tfachim. Man tana ba'ama shal shisha tfachim remeyahi. Didna. Now here after half cup, Rameyah said, "Kol ha'amis hayu bebeinanis. All the amis in the Beis Hamikdash were normal, average amis. An amah is 6 tefachim. How much is a tefachim? 4 etzbais. If you forget how many etzbais are in a tefach, just look at your hand, which is a tefach. Most people have 4 fingers, thank God. So 4 etzbais is a tefach. An amah is 6 tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, amah is habinyan shisha." In buildings, an amma is 6 tefachim. Shakelim chamisha. And a keli was 5. So it comes out, how big was the Arin? 2.5 amas. If Yolda was 6 tefachim in amma, then it was 15 tefachim.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold 5, then it was 12.5. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara goes through the calculation. Adaiti derim meir, who says it was a 6 tefach amma, doy amar, this means to say, it was 15 tefachim. Mm-hmm. Ashisa. Each amas 6 tefachim. Amsa ashisa. Second amas 6. 6 and 6 is 12. Pagas amsa tlasa. Total of 15. Va'arba luchais hayabai. There were 4 luchais. Why 4? Two broken ones, two old ones. Shnayim shleimim, shnayim shvurim. Ksiv asher shibarta v'samtam barin. Haluchas ayakalech va'echad orkei vav tefachim. Now you have to be goyris rach by shloisha. If you goyris rach by shisha, it means each pair was 6. Each one was 6 by 3. Here, I want to do the math with you outside. It's easier than inside, then we'll read it inside. Each one was 6 by 3. So you pile it up. I wanted to bring Rabbi Riviat's 4 books in that box. It comes in a box. So if you picture those 4 books in the box, Okay? So that's lined up, the four luchais. Now, the four luchais were 6x3. So, let's talk about a cross. So you have 3, 3, 3, and 3, that's 12. Okay? The Gemara will say 3, 3 is 12. You picture it in the box. How big was the box? 15, according to Rameyer. Mm-hmm. According to the other man, it was 12 and a half. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 15. Yeah, you have to deduct a tefach for the width of the walls of the Aron. So you're left with 14. That was 12. There were two tefach in space. Mm-hmm. So the man, the Amo, who says Rameyer, that was 15, says they put the Sefer Torah in those two tefachim. Sefer Torah was two tefachim. Mm-hmm. It wasn't round like our Sefer Torah. It was rounded to one wall, one scroll, and that's how it was put in. Mm-hmm. It was this thick, two tefachim thick.
Where they put the
mon? It was 15.
Where was the mon?
It was outside on a shelf. So it was 15. So if you hold like Ramey, it was 15, you had four luchais, and then the Sefer Torah. If you hold it was 12 and a half, so you deduct, the Gemara says half a tefach, the walls were thinner. So you have inside, you have room for 12 plus a little bit of space. So the 12, well, like I said, like the four books stuck in, a little bit of space, you could put your hands in if you have to remove it to repair the aron. There was a little bit of space. Now this is what the Gemara is going to say. I think I explained this simply enough. The Gemara, the geometric progression of the Gemara is not as easy. Oh, so Gemara will ask, where was the Sefer Torah? The Gemara will say, they had either a box or a shelf outside the Aron where it stayed.
Didn't we just have Machlokes, whether or not the Shivri Luchos are in here, whether two are Aronis?
This Gemara is all going that the Shivri Luchos were in there. It's true. So the Gemara says as follows. I think Tosis says that when they went to battle, they put the Shivri Luchos in the Aron went to battle. The rest of the time, they kept it.
They didn't bring this Gemara as a proof.
It's not a proof. Because Shivrei Luchos are kept there. When they went to battle, they took it out. Zakti Gemara. Let's do it inside. Two lines in the bottom. Arba Luchos ha-yabai shtayim 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 shavurim. Dixiv ha-shishi barat ha-vasam tabar. Ha-luchos ha-kalech ve-echad arkay v-av-tfachim rachbay shloisha. Ten arkan shaluchos la-arkan shalarin. Like I told you, like picture the books. Length to length. Ishtayim sham shloisha tfachim. So 4 times 3 is 12, and it was 15. Temeh chatzi tefach chol kaisel, half a tefach for the thickness of the aron. Nishtaya shnei tefachim l'sefer Torah. So 2 tefachim for the sefer Torah. So that was the length. Rach by shel aron was an am and a half. Was tisha tefachim. Said amah v'chetzi rach by amsa was ashisa 6. Pagas amsa tlos was 9 across. Arba luchos hayabai shneim shleim and shneim shavurim. Diksev hashishibarta v'samta ba'arin. Haluch zeh kol echad ve'echad arkan shisha tfachim. V'rach ben shisha tfachim. They were square. So there was 6 across. We said it was 9. So 6 out of 9. Ten rach ben shaluchos l'rach ben shaharin. Shneim shal shloisha tfachim. Again, chatzi tefach mikan l'kaisel. Chatzi tefach l'kan l'kaisel. Zeh. V'tefchayim yatu tfachim left. L'shilut makayim. You have to have a place to get your hands in to take out the Sefer Torah. When did they take out the Sefer Torah? 2 times. They took it out when the Kohen Gadol read from it on Yom Kippur, and when the king ran for it on, read from it on...
Once every 7 years.
And Hakel. So that's the Cheshbon. Shimbalakishaymer. Pama bas chamisha tfachim hayaron asui. Now we're going to go to the second Mandi Yomer that says it was only 12 and a half. The same Cheshbon. Tana Bama Bas Chamisha Tfachim. Man Tana Bama Bas Chamisha Tfachim. Yehuda. The Tanina Taman. It's repeating we said earlier. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Amas Habinyin Shisha. An Am of a building is 6 Tfachim. Shokelim Chamisha. There. Hohen Arin Kliyu. And the Arin is a Keli. So it's 5. Adaita Rabbi Yehuda. Don Omar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this means to say. Ba Amas Shal Chamisha Tfachim. Aya Arkai. Osi Shneim Asa Tefach. Umechza. 5, 2.5 times 5, mm-hmm. is 12.5. So again, the Gemara speaks it out. Amsa Chamisha. Amsa Chamisha. That's 10. Pagas Amsa Treya Polik. 12.5. Vidalit Luchas Ayabai. Shnaim Shleimim Shnaim Shavurim. Again, Xivasha Shibarta Vesamta Barin. Haluch Zay Kolach Vyachar Orkan Shishat Fachim Varachban Shleisha. Again, we have to gross us change it. 3. 10 Orkan Shaluchas Larkan Shalarin. So again, you have 12. The whole Aron is only 12 and a half. Now here it's tricky. You only have a chatzi tefach, so it must be etzba l'kaisel mekan, etzba l'kaisel mekan. Now if each wall was half a tefach, there'd be no room, it'd be tight. So we say like this: mandiyama, the wall of the aron was an etzba. Roch by shalaron shiva tefachim umechza, tiksiv ama v'chetzi roch by. So across it was 7.5. How much was the luchais? 6. That leaves you.
One and a half.
So a tefach for the walls leaves you an amma. Amsa chamisha pagas amsa treyo polik. Dalad luchas ayabai. Repeats it again. Shnaim shleimim, shnaim shvurim. Tiksev ashashi barata vasam dabarin. Aluchse kolach vechar okat shishitfachim, rachman shishitfachim. Ten rachman larach beshalarin. Nishtai yisham tefach umetza. So it was across 7.5. 6 for the luchas. Etzbalakaisal mekan. Chatzi tefach. Mikan, chazda mikan, lishloit, to stick in your hand. Okay, so this is all, this whole half an amid is the calculation of it fitting in. Tomorrow we'll have that there was a shelf and a wall alongside of it. So we're up to Ketzin Asa.